You're listening to
the Almost Anything Network.
This is Say Anything with Mike and Daryl.
Do you have any other TV shows that you were looking to get into? Well, you haven't seen Mr. Robot, man. You need to fucking watch Mr. Robot, because that was the best show that probably a lot of people watch, but not a lot of people watch. I bet
That was a great line. Probably a lot of people watch, but probably not a lot of people
watched. Like, certain people watched it, and I bet they loved it, but I bet a lot of people probably didn't even know it existed, because it's on a cable network that's not known necessarily. It's known for shows like, you know, USA, because it's on USA Network. No. Their shows are big, like Monk and Psych and, you know, certain shows like that are pretty big.
Yeah, they definitely got some. Well, there's Mr. Robot. I definitely want to check that out. There's like a couple other shows I'm actually looking. It's a show that's already been running a few seasons, but I'm just now getting into Arrow, and I'm really enjoying Arrow. I really like that show so far. So
from
if I'm only
WB?
In the I'm only in the first season of that.
Or the CW, I mean.
Oh yeah, it's not the W. That was a long time ago. But yeah, I'm watching that. I kind of want to watch
too.
I haven't started that one, but that's the next one I want to watch because I've heard good things from that. Mm-hmm. Supergirl is about to start. I'm interested in that one.
That's gonna be on TV. Supergirl's gonna be on TV.
I think it's gonna be on the CW.
Oh, another like Smallville.
I believe so, but she's gonna be like a hero right away. That's the one thing I really.
So it's going to be Supergirl right from the get go. It's not going to be like
I really enjoyed Smallville, but that was always everybody's issue. It was like 10 years, and he didn't really fly until the fucking finale of the 10th season. It was ridiculous. Like, that's his main power.
His personal relationships with every character.
It was supposed to be like a prequel to like his high school years, and then it went so long that it got into like his first few years at the Daily Planet and stuff like that. College and Daily Planet and all that. So,
yeah, there is definitely a weird idea of there's been so many different versions of when he starts the Daily Planet. It's in Smallville, it's like, oh, right out of high school, like, or right into college, he's going to start Daily Planet. And then, you know, in Man of Steel, it's like right after he kind of starts his shit and kind of becomes Superman and shows everybody that he's Superman. And then it's like, well, I got to have a cover. I'm going to go work at the Daily Planet.
Yeah, he's already Superman before he went to the Daily Planet. And then with like Smallville, he goes to the Daily Planet before he becomes Superman.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, see, that's kind of what the beauty of comic books is. It's like every story.
Different universes.
Yeah, every story is its own story. It's its own universe. It has all the same elements. It's just small differences can definitely be made.
And that's how people will always defend their niche. Because as soon as you say, what about this? What about that? They'll go, well, in this universe, this is all good. And then suddenly it refutes your, like, what if or what about? And you're like, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
That's why I get so, like, I am a comic book fan. I've read my share, but
do you always stay with one? Like, it's got to be this artist, this arc.
Well,
I
do enjoy more than others, you know. But I'm not the guy that's been. I haven't been like reading the series for 20 years. Mm. I read for a little bit, took a long break, got into it again for like a year and a half, took another
because
break.
Because of certain writers and certain artists, or just because you just wanted to get into that character
It was just because of money, because comic book collecting can get expensive, especially if you get it into like the series that you like. That money really adds up fast.
Because there's how many issues usually in one arc?
It's usually there's like one a month for like a story.
And
you know,
how many months?
Well, I don't know. A year? They're usually a year. There's, you know, they're usually the 12-month arc. They usually have
one that's called 12 issues.
And then an annual. And that's kind of the setup, you know? And so you're getting a 12-issue thing, and they're $3 a pop. So 12, 24, 36. It's $36, but then you don't usually have just one. You're not, because those little trades are, you know, 15 pages, 20 pages. You go through those quick. They're good, but they're a whole unit that goes together.
Yeah.
So you usually have multiple.
So you buy like multiple stories.
You buy like multiple stories, so you can have something in every week that you can reading.
If,
you know, and that's where it adds up. And I remember like. I went out. I liked him as a kid.
So
I used to
follow
like Punisher.
An issue, but if you're buying like 8 issues, that's still like $25 a week
at a pop. Yeah, exactly. And that like when you at the time I wasn't like I didn't have steady work, so it wasn't like feasible for me to be spending money on that. So I took a break from that.
See, I like buying the trades.
Where yeah,
it was like
already set, but those are more expensive.
Yeah,
you know, so it's good. I like those too because it is a better read because you can read it all at once. But I remember when I was a kid, I used to read a lot of Punisher, and I read a lot of random comic books, like 50s and 60s, where it was just monsters and all kinds of goblins and just characters you've never heard of or ever seen again, but they've been fun old monster stories.
I read a lot of weird stuff like that, too, where a lot of, like, Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, like those types of stories, but not even that commercial. It was, like, these one-off, like...
It
like
just
scary
that.
Stories of the deep, and it's like things that you'll never like never went mainstream.
Yeah, it was just one issue of just this weird, like few little stories here and there. Or
and
like
I used to
four,
watch those. I got
issues.
Some Disney ones back in the day,
right?
But I was really into Punisher for a little while, and then probably about 15,
I was really into
I stopped.
X-Men for a long time.
Yeah,
I read all the X-Men, all of them.
Nice. And then when I was 15, I kind of stopped. I stopped until I was about. Then, like, when I got into my 20s, I met Steve and Shay, and, like, they were really into him. And then I got into Preacher, and then I started following a few more.
Preacher's
like
Preacher's finally coming out, man.
I hear
it's
about that, but I'm so
awesome.
Disappointed that it's not on a station.
I think it's not going to matter. AMC's pretty liberal. They're still going to let
they can't
the
say fuck.
Shit and stuff. Okay, they're going to bleep out fuck, big deal.
They still let you say shit? They still let you show tits?
Hell yeah. Not tits, but maybe, like, clefts and stuff. Where you'll see
I'm not saying that's going to ruin the show, but there's so much like overly sexual scenes that are supposed to be overly sexual, like that leads to the reason of the story arc.
Right.
That like I'm sure they can do it in other ways. This is me being one of the. Let me finish my story before we get into this. So I got back into Preacher, and that's kind of brought me back in. And then I went out for a long time, and then when they did the whole New 52 with DC, then I got back into it. Just for that year, I did, like, the characters I liked. Like, all the Justice League, like, main characters, the 5 main characters, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, and Flash.
You think
Flash.
That movie's going to be sweet?
I think so. I really liked the first one. But anyway, so, yeah, that's when I got back into it. And after that run, I kind of took a break because it was running me some money. And I haven't really gotten back into it.
I would love to get back into comics. I used to have a shitload.
But I was going to say, I don't like people.
I sold them all because, you know, you get on hard times or you need the money. It's like
you should
all my DVDs, everything, like every entertainment little medium, like little bit that you could usually hold on to or you could create this huge library with. It's like, oh, I suddenly have 5,000 DVDs or 5,000 comics. It's like when it comes down to it, you eventually get rid of all that shit because it's like, do I want to move with all that shit every time?
I agree with you with the DVDs, but sometimes with comics, and I'm not sure if that's going to hold up these days, but they hold value. Some of them do, some of them don't. But I have some that are signed that I'm like,
it's
going to be at least the value
that
you're
holding. It's tangible, like pages of like printed art,
a limited edition print type thing. But
right.
But with I would say DVDs, if you want to try to get into the new comics, I have try this first run from New 52 from Batman. The Batman Detective
really
series.
I'm really a DC fan. Though.
I know, but read this particular one because I got the Superman, Batman, all these ones. They were all good, but they were all okay. The Batman one, the story arc with the villains, they go with the Night of the Owl type thing.
Yeah.
The and it's really good. It's really good.
Do you want to make a made up movie?
I'm in it. Made up movie where we take three random people on the answers of Trivial Pursuit questions and we make a movie with those characters and we make it awesome.
The three celebrities are Bjork, Michael Jackson, and Tupac Shakur.
Okay, where do we start with Bjork?
Okay, so
Michael Jackson.
We start
Tupac
off
Shakur.
With Bjork being a girl that's living in New York.
Oh, starting off in New York.
And she's obviously, you know, kind of eclectic, kind of you know, not the girl that you would commonly think as attractive. And
yeah, she's fucking Bjork.
And you would obviously think her as like someone that you're like, all right, I could probably get her if I got like three drinks in her. And I could, like, you know, I didn't have to, like, Bill Cosby her or anything like that. Like, I could actually get her to say yes.
If I say, like, yeah, but I'm not going to lie, I can get her.
Right. And if you told her that...
Be your best Bjork.
I like measles. I like swans. And I like bears. And so, ice cubes.
So if I walk up to her and be like, hey, baby, I got frozen bear ice cubes with ponds and cucumbers. You want to come with me?
Hell yes.
Yeah, so of course. Okay, so... So Michael Jackson, being Michael Jackson, does his little, you know, moonwalk and whatever, and meets her in a bar, you know, because they're just too... Two strangers in the night at a New York club.
They both have the like same like, tone voice. Hey, Bjork. Hey, Michael.
Yep. That's exactly it. That's how they love each other. It's like that's how they're
both at the connect. Dance club. Like, yes. Oh, we're dancing to music. And then one of them talks and they're like, hey, she talks just like me.
Wow, you sound like me.
Oh, Bjork, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Oh. I'm Michael Jackson.
Oh, I mean... Hi, I'm Bjork. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
And that's how they just fall in love.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're made for me, baby.
Yep, pretty much. And
you got
then...
the same vocal tone as my penis.
Because my penis sings.
My vagina sings, baby. Your penis better fit it. Wait, am I Bjork?
Yeah, that, okay. This is a softcore Cinemax movie.
Oh,
so
we're doing
both
the next
of their.
PG-13.
Yeah,
PG-13.
Yeah, so Michael Jackson and Bjork's genitalia sing in unison together, which draw them near one another, which later have. Michael Jackson and Bjork get penetrated to one another.
Oh, so they make whoopee.
They make sweet love.
They make sweet, sweet,
sweet, sweet love. And then somehow,
so
Tupac
so
goes.
She has to go to the store. Like,
yo,
so,
what's up?
Yo. So like, yeah. We find out like, so he busts in the door. He's like, boom, boom, kicks in the door. California love. Who? What's up, motherfucker? I'm Tupac.
Hey, Michael Jackson, why you fucking Bjork?
Hey, Michael Jackson.
California.
Hey, Michael Jackson. No, that is my bitch. You're not allowed to fuck her without paying me.
So he's
with
a pimp?
The money, you dirty bitch. I'm going to kill you if you don't show the green.
So Tupac is York's pimp? And then Michael Jackson is just a Tom? That is awesome.
He's not a Tom. He's true love, man. You don't understand the story.
Okay, I get it.
He ain't paying for it. She's giving it up willingly. And Tupac's like, oh, you gotta pay me the green, mofo. I don't know why he's a wrestler. Sorry, I keep going back to like WWE.
Yeah, so he's kind of like Macho Man.
Are you sure it's not like Hulk Hogan in this role?
That's why I was there, brother, right when you needed me.
Okay, so like Tupac's like, you owe me the green.
You know what I'm talking about, brother.
Do you do better Tupac than me? Because I have nothing. Maybe I could do MJ.
Hey, you know what you're talking about? I know what you're talking about.
That's
and
Tupac?
I'm Tupac, yo.
Yo, that's Tupac, yo. What yo. You talking about, yo?
Yo, I better not see Suge Knight anywhere because I'm going to get crazy and dead.
You know who I actually was into, believe it or not, was Aquaman.
I love Aquaman. Aquaman always gets so much shit, but that's one of my favorite characters.
But me too, especially coming from like, you know, I think it's because
I love to swim and I love the ocean.
Yeah, we're coastal people.
Yeah, we're from the beach.
And this is definitely like
who fucking wouldn't want to be able to do that?
Who wouldn't want to like be controlling all of these like
sharks? Especially with like sharks all around here right now. Who wouldn't want to be like, I'm gonna go swim and have the sharks be my fucking school?
Yeah, and
be
like, fucking,
come here, hammerhead.
We just had a tsunami that like from that Chilean earthquake or whatever.
And you're like, I could just go if the water's gonna become Waterworld, who wouldn't want to be Aquaman in that world?
No kidding. And yeah, he's always been labeled this kind of like puss and not just like, you know, kind of like ancillary character. Like, oh, he's kind of like a C cast, you know, not really like Batman or Superman, which I get. But on the other hand, it's like,
I have the
he
Aquaman
still
too,
could be cool. And do you think that movie's going to be cool? What is going to be with Count with Drago or whatever? Or what's his
well,
fucking
the
like?
Man is not Man of Steel 2, but it's basically Man of Steel 2. It's Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Right.
Which, yeah, supposedly Wonder Woman, Aquaman.
Wonder Woman and Aquaman are going to be in that movie?
She's in the trailer.
Wow.
Aquaman's not even in the trailer.
They're going to have four superheroes in
it's
a movie
be, it's
that's
like, it's
just
Batman
called
versus Superman.
Batman versus Superman.
It's Batman versus Superman because, you know, my presumption is, just based off the trailer, Batman's pissed off at all the destruction Superman caused in the first movie with the fight against Zod. He destroys Metropolis. And Batman's obviously infuriated because a bunch of people were hurt, killed, people he knows. And he has this
And he
big,
killed the Wayne satellite.
And he killed the Wayne satellite, and he ended up killing Zod, which is something that, like, Batman never does. He doesn't kill his enemies. That's kind of a
those are fatal flaws in heroes.
It's fatal
I don't like those flaws.
It is, but no, but I
like Punisher, where he's like,
but I like the
I'm killing you.
But I like the morality. I totally understand why you don't, but I like that morality of like, yeah, of course, this guy deserves to die. But death is never the option. Like,
what
maybe
are you going to do? Just lock him up in
maybe
jail?
He could be reformed. Reform is always... Yeah, they have forbidden zones in fucking Superman.
I want to see Zod
forbidden zones is a piece of glass that they could lock him in way for forever. You're not going to worry about... That's what I'm talking about prisons. Like, you don't even feed him. You just put him in a piece of glass. You throw him in space and be like, work it out, motherfuckers.
He's in space.
Yep, peace. Work it out.
What if, though, that there's a sketch, Zod in a... rehabilitation, like group therapy meaning. He's just like
Zob in rehab.
Yeah, he's in rehab just trying to get through life.
Anger management.
Know? Yeah, anger management classes, you know.
So, that could be awesome.
Zod, I understand you defeat Superman. That's
what was I just saying though? So
no, but we were talking about why
So Wonder Woman is supposed
Aquaman
to be
Aquaman is going to be also in this.
And you're right. It's supposed to be I forget the actor's name. I'm terrible, but yeah, the guy who played Khal Drogo from Games of Thrones. He's supposed to be Aquaman, which I think is going to be fucking be awesome.
Because he is kind of always kind of like this mariner kind of looking with a beard very long hair extensions and stuff.
He's mariner looking. That's just an interesting. I can almost exactly know what like see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I just never. He's mariner looking.
Mariner in the sense of like he has a beard and he looks like he's been away from a razor for a long time.
You're right. And the long hair and all that shit. I got you. No, I think it's gonna be, I'm looking forward to it. I'm one of the few. Apparently, a lot of people didn't like the first one, but I love the first one. I think all the people that say were flaws, like him not saving his dad and the destruction and him killing Zod, I think those are all really – I see them from a different angle. It was like these are such character-building moments that are going to define how he's looked at throughout the series. And he's all – and being Superman, he is definitely a guilt-driven guy. That's always going to haunt
him.
That's
the thing.
And that's going to be later on in the story. That's going to come back to him. So I don't think that's the end of him killing Zod. Isn't the end of him killing Zod? It's going to be a very. I think that's what it. Like a trial is going to happen. He's going to be on trial for it.
I think it is a good moment to show a character transitioning from I did this once and it fucked me up so royally that I'm never going to do it again.
Yeah.
And here's how I'm going to show you I'm never doing it again by having some other dilemma face me.
Yeah,
and then
it's
going to
be some similar
dilemma
where like somebody's going to get hurt unless you kill him or kill
and
this person.
What the true
and what are you going to do?
All these stories is in these movies now, people can't just be upset because this one movie ended a certain way or had a certain like origin story a certain way. It's like, you know, there's going to be four more movies,
that's,
right?
Yeah, but that's what I always say.
Every character is going to have five movies.
You hit the nail on the head. Like people, and people get so adamant too. Like, okay, I was just telling you, I'm a comic book fan. I've read multiple versions of Punisher, and I've seen multiple versions of butchered Punisher movies that are just
I like
awful.
The Thomas Jane movies.
But, okay, but there was plenty before. The Dolph Lundgren and
those
other movies.
Ones were
there's actually one. Not I didn't mind the Thomas Jane. That was actually pretty good, and that was really close
the
to one of the comic
one,
books. I can't remember the name of the particular comic book, but
it was just straight
it was
up like
it was
they
very
kill
close
his
to
family,
it.
And he's like, I'm going to fucking
the only thing,
pay you back. The only way I know how, by killing your whole gang. That's
what
deep.
I. That's what I always kind of, maybe that was my teenage angst, but I kind of got into that character. Was like, okay, this guy
you
is.
You can always deal with a revenge story. That's always relatable.
It was a revenge story of his family, and he was taking out the bad guys, like the general bad guys of town. They were
drug dealers, scumbags, all
that
shit.
There's a version of the guy.
And he was not like superhuman. He was just a guy that knew how to use his guns really well and had like maybe like tactical like training and was a badass, but wasn't necessarily. He was like Batman. And I like DC because they had that like edge of a
you
lot
just
of.
Said you didn't like DC a little
no,
while ago.
No, but I will say
or
DC
just maybe didn't read
had
a lot of
those
DC.
Characters because Marvel didn't really have those characters. Of it was all superheroes. It was all like people with superhuman powers or like you know mutant.
Marvel's
things.
Fun,
but DC had like the idea of like no, these superheroes are just going to be dudes that have means and have ways of being like. Really awesome dudes, but they're still just dudes.
And they
they're
they
not
try to
really,
follow like a moral character
not,
type.
Yeah,
like a moral
besides Superman, besides you know, like compass. Even Green Lantern, it was like okay, you're gonna get this lantern, or you're gonna get this ring, or whatever. But you're not gonna be. You're just a guy from Earth, you know.
Yeah,
and you're not necessarily. Superman's really the only one that's like, no, you're an alien. You're like not from here. You're gonna have superpowers.
That and Green Lantern, like, not the particular
it is alien ring.
It's an alien ring, and like the guy who he gets it from is an alien. Or like he donates it from, but
Wonder Woman is from a different planet too, Amazonia or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I guess Aquaman is also from a different. World or just at least
Aquaman's from under the water, so yeah, so he's from here,
Atlantis
though.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
was there a time when Michael Jackson, Bjork, and Tupac all were alive?
I think that was like the well, yeah, at some point they were all alive, maybe
like
not like
94?
Fucking stars, maybe not like popular. But they were all alive
about,
at the same time.
When were they all like in
me,
there?
You,
like
me, you, Tupac, and Bjork, and Tupac, and Michael Jackson. We're all alive at the same time.
That's true.
So that answers your question.
Who would you love to have met? One of the three.
Of those three,
you can only meet
Michael
one.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. You would love. That would be a fucking. That would be fucking awesome.
I would fucking love to meet Michael Jackson.
Hell yeah! Who wouldn't love to meet
that's what
Michael
I'm saying,
Jackson?
Man. He was internationally loved. He had fucking Neverland. I want to go
if
to Neverland.
If you saw Michael Jackson, would you ask him to do the moonwalk?
No, but I would ask him like, "Hey, Michael." I don't know what I'd fucking ask him. That's a great question. What the fuck would I? What would you actually?
What
ask?
Do you?
If he was still alive, what would you ask Michael Jackson? Like,
why'd you rape those kids?
Wow.
Straight up, just Diane Sawyer him.
You went there. You went there, Oprah. Fuck you, man. Okay, I know he's
why'd you rape those kids, Michael?
God damn you, Michael. Why'd you have to be a pedophile? Because I want to love you, but it's so hard.
I know. God, have you watched Moonwalker? Prick. That shit is fucking awesome.
You son of a cocksucker.
Captain Neo? That's fucking this shit.
Moonwalker is so much fun. Captain EO was so much fun. His music videos were fun. Fucking Thriller was great.
Hell yeah. All
oh
those
God.
Music
like
videos
was,
are awesome.
Like, he was the fucking
was so
shit.
Cool. Yeah. Do you really think that there's an Atlantis?
I believe there was an Atlantis, because Plato actually described it in one of his poems, like, and it could be totally made up. Maybe it was just a dream. Like,
and
maybe
it
was just like him making a
an
story.
An earthquake just made it just fall off and fall into the sea.
I believe that's possible. Or like a volcano or
something.
Or just natural glacier melt that's made the sea rise.
Like Pompeii?
Or Pompeii, because you hear about those, like, maybe, like, huge cliffs are there, like, some earthquake or something knock these huge boulders enough just to, like, cause
almost
a tidal wave and wipe it out.
I don't know. That be the way I die.
A tidal wave? Or Pompeii, like,
just
a
huge,
a
like, mass, like...
Here's my question, though.
Not just me dying, but... The whole, like, okay, 4 million of us are dying, so, well, it's 4 million of us.
I guess if there's going to be a nuclear strike, I want to be at the epicenter. I don't want to be 10 miles away where I grow, like, ears on the top of my head. But, wait, what were you just saying before?
We're talking about natural disasters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to go, like, but speaking of, like, going in a volcano, okay. You see Pompeii, right? And it has that's like the famous one where people were all kind of like
volcano just shows up.
It
and
shows
suddenly
up quick.
Everybody's just ashed.
But it's all ash, and they're all like frozen in place, and they're all like solid. And there's like a bunch of places just like frozen in time. But and here's my question, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you know more than I do. Every video I've seen of a volcano, minus the explosion,
like
the
Mount
initial explosion
and shit.
The initial explosion is always a big fucking pop.
Yeah, an ash plume.
An ash plume, right? But the lava itself,
maybe a nuclear bomb, like mushroom cloud,
yeah,
kind of.
But then the actual lava coming out moves like molasses.
True.
It's hot as fuck, and it comes at you, and it's going to destroy shit, whatever it touches. But it's these are only videos I've seen on Hawaii. I've never been there.
It's not like Dante's Peak.
No, it's like, yeah, me and you have time to like pack our bags. We could watch the lava coming down the street and be like, okay, let's go inside. Let's finish the show. Pack our bags. Let's finish recording real quick.
Right.
And look out there. You know, we have time to do all that. Like, you know, that's at least the video, like the pace it looks like
on
the video.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick pause. The volcano just erupted, and we'll be right back.
Exactly. It's like, all right, we're just going to move like 20 feet down, set up shop, and an hour will come by. We'll be good.
We'll tell you all about it later.
You know? That's what at least... The videos I've seen make it always look like that. It's like the Blob movie. We're like,
but,
yeah, it's
right,
coming at us and
right,
it's
going
to destroy
right,
everything it touches,
right,
but it moves fucking slow.
Like the mist.
Yeah. So, like, but so it's always
but
confusing.
Also
like,
the
were you just
volcanoes?
Sitting there like in Austin Powers, the guy that waiting for the,
no!
the what do they call that? The steamroller?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're just sitting there at the vault, the lava.
Lava, don't get me.
Lava, the lava's coming.
The lava's coming. Yeah, it's 400 miles away.
Let's hold on to each other, babe. We'll die together. I won't leave you here alone.
You know, it's like...
It takes like 12 minutes to go over all of you.
It'd be like if Big Bear like hit and it's like, the lava's coming. Yeah, it's like 2 hours away,
yeah,
bro.
It'll be here tomorrow morning. We're fine. You just put your shit in your car. We'll drive away.
I like the idea of...
I could be completely wrong. Maybe it moves a lot faster than that, but that's always the impression.
What about those volcanoes like Hawaii that just never
stop?
That's what I'm like. They just keep going and going
and going.
Like,
you see those videos.
Why aren't those like islands growing any bigger? Like those lava flows are non. They just you could go there right now and see lava flowing right now.
I maybe I'm bullshitting you, but I thought they were technically growing bigger. They get like a foot every year because of that,
but. People are still like building right next to it. They're like, lava's like, hey, do you mind if we just like go right over here? And they're like, yeah, sure. Like,
why,
we're going to build up.
Why do Hawaiians sound like Australians?
You know,
it was just that one Australian that lives on Hawaii, man. Fucking
another
South
island. Okay, should they sound like Hawaiian? Like,
no, I like, no, like, put the Aussie, put Crocodile Dundee on Hawaii. That's better.
Hey, aloha.
Hey, do you mind if we come over here and just,
aloha.
You know...
Aloha, brother.
Aloha, brother. Hey, man. We're just lava flowing.
Is that racist? Are we doing, like, Hawaiian voice? Are we doing, like our typical black voice, our typical Asian voice? Our typical Hawaiian voice is like, aloha. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
No, I don't think so. Well,
what are they have a what was that that movie North Shore? What do they call
yeah,
all the like
yeah.
they call
Taolis or something or like
Taoli, maybe
something like where there's mainlanders and then there's people that are from the from
oh
the
maybe
island.
It's like townies like out of townies like townies mm-hmm. or something I don't
yeah.
remember but it was definitely
right.
something.
Oh, surf looks good, Ovens. Not bad.
Plenty of Holly surfers, but we'll blow them away, bro.
Would you ever be that territorial about anything? Like, fuck you, you're from the islands. We don't want you here.
I guess the only like thing I would be territorial about is like, you know, my chick. The girl that I was hanging out with. It was like, no, hey guys, this is my girl.
You guys can chit chat and have fun and talk. That's cool.
Yeah, you can take over the beach, but I've been putting my penis in this girl for a while. So
I've marked this territory.
Yeah,
she's mine.
You can not have her.
No.
But you can have the beach. I don't give a shit about that.
Mm-hmm. My scent is all over that. That should be mine.
She looks really good in a bikini, and she
looks really good in a bikini and really good on me, so don't worry about her.
Yeah, so take off, eh?
Take off. I'm going to get Canadian for a minute and be real nice, eh? And just take off, eh? And we'll be fine, eh?
Yeah.
All right, Bretta.
Do you notice how many celebrities have skeletons? Damn. Or how many celebrities just suddenly go like, hey, like, we're going to be creepy as fuck suddenly. Like, I'm going to be beloved all the way for 30 years, and then suddenly I'm going to have a fucking shitstorm.
What the fuck is that about? Because I totally understand what you're saying. I'm like, okay, you're a celebrity. I understand, like, hey, man, get your rocks off. But why do you have to be, like, famous for doing fucking crazy shit?
And creepy, yeah.
Why do you have to rape chicks? You're shit. You're famous. Okay, I know we're both talking about Bill Cosby right now.
Obviously.
But you're fucking famous. You've been famous since, what, the 70s? Maybe even before that? You've been famous.
Women, for 30, 40 years
plus.
Women
are willing to give themselves to you if you really want to cheat on your wife. Women are willing to give themselves to you.
You could have. That's the thing. Like, nobody really.
And no one's going to give a shit.
A couple of people would have said, hey, why'd you cheat on Camille? Or whatever his wife was. Name. I don't know what his wife's name is.
I think it's like Camilla or something.
Something like that. But people would have been like, all right, you want to get some strange? That's fine.
That's your business.
You're fucking a celebrity. Whatever.
No one's going to, like, you can get women if you want to. There's plenty of women who fucking love Bill Cosby.
Okay, there's going to be a percentage that go, yeah, you're a fucking scumbag. But then there's going to be a group of people that go, he's fucking Bill Cosby.
But I'll tell you what, you're Bill Cosby. You go backstage, the groupies, you know they're good.
Totally.
The ones that are like just standing in the back looking for autographs.
That's what I'm saying.
They're the ones that are just with their boyfriends.
You could have gotten so many of
these groupies. You know the difference.
You could have gotten so many women that went, oh, you want me to suck your dick?
Sure. I'm all over that.
Sure, yeah, I'm all over that, yeah.
That's the crazy thing I heard is that, like, some of these women were like, yeah, I like you. I'm down to do this. And then they're all like, hey, buddy, I'm down to suck your deal. And then he's like, why'd you do that? She was already down to do it.
Oh, shit.
But he liked them passed out. He liked them to be unconscious. Like, that's what I'm saying. Okay. And even but like along those lines, if you want to be like Charlie Sheen and go have a bunch of whores, I don't give a fuck, bro. That's your business. Like,
and as long as your wife is like, well,
either your wife
at least
or your
I still you're, get to mention or whatever.
From what I like, I have no idea about Charlie Sheen, but I'm like, if you're single and you're going to like prostitutes and you're going to like fucking fuck everybody, you know, I don't give a fuck, dude. That's you're a single guy, fucking go, or you're a single woman. Like,
and
go
this,
have
is
fun.
All
this is
legal.
It's crazy, but
this
go have
is
fun. It's yeah, do what you want to do. I don't care about that stuff. It's
the
shit
morals.
Like, it's the shit. Like, why did you get married?
Why did you drug these chicks?
Why did you drug these chicks? Why did you get married if you didn't want to be if you didn't want to have just one woman?
That's
like,
the problem.
I don't understand that. It's like okay, if you want to have other women, okay, well, just have her as your girlfriend. If she can't handle it, well, then you know she's not for you.
I think monogamy definitely clearly happened in the last 2,000 years because...
Can you make it a little bigger, brother? Can you make it like 3,000 years? I think no.
No, but 2000, if
I think
you
it's
look
even
at
shorter
like,
than that. I think monogamy, I think that's more of the last century rather than 1,000 years.
100 years, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I personally think that because back then, yeah, marriage was a thing, but getting some strange on the side.
It was all pop property.
Your wife, fuck. Like, back then, it was like, fuck your wife. She's your property.
I own this shit, but I also get shit on the side.
It's disgusting. It is weird for me, like, to think that as a modern man, because I'm fucking I'm very.
But there's so many women now that material is like,
she's
sense.
My woman, don't touch her, and I'm assuming the same.
You look at Adam, what was that, Ashley Madison? You look at that fucking, like,
that shit was crazy, yo.
That site that had all of those people that were, you know, getting third-party strange everywhere. And I guarantee you, that's the thing. It was 50-50, men and women. It's not like suddenly all these guys are looking for all these women and there's no women to be found. It's like, no, the women are trying to get strange just as much as dudes.
That is not true, okay? Here's the thing. I saw, I think, I know, I listened to like an Adam Carolla or some of the podcasts, Joe Rogan maybe, that was discussing this. And they had somebody that was like talking about the percentages of people who are on Ashley Madison, right? It's and I'm bullshitting the numbers here, but it's something like 90% dudes or 95%
really?
Dudes,
that
and 5%
many dudes.
Women. Yeah, it's like it's like
it's
mostly
not
dudes.
70-30.
No, there was like fucking 112 women and like 60,000 men.
Are all those now women getting like hit up?
Oh, I'm sure they're fucking super popular because
that's what I'm saying. Like every girl now must be getting like 500 posts.
Oh,
from,
I'm
like,
sure
every
they're
dude.
Super popular. I
don't think it's that bad. There was a lot of different movies out there where it was, hey, we're the people that own this town.
Yeah.
We're the ones that run this thing. And then it suddenly the newcomer shows up and it's like, what? I'm going to take it over. I'm going to stir things up. You know, like the fucking Footloose.
Footloose.
Or fucking Lost Boys. Or all those movies where suddenly it just shows up and they're, you know, the fish out of water stories.
Yeah. The Karate Kid movies.
Exactly.
What was that? Like
I
said,
love
Footloose,
that video that you showed or that we posted on Almost Anything Network.
Yes.
If you guys want on Facebook, you can go to us and like us and everything.
Almost Anything, Almost Anything, Almost Anything Network.
Yeah, but if you go there, we posted a video about how Ralph Macchio's character, Daniel San, was actually the antagonist.
It's not our video, but we did share it. It's a hilarious view on the antagonism or how Danielson is the antagonist. There you
right.
go.
Do you love how there's so many conspiracy theories of movies now where it's suddenly like, we're going to put so much contextual subtext and stupid theories behind movies. We've talked about it before where, you know, you put a reason behind a filmmaker's decision on why this movie was filmed in a certain way or what was said or whatever you want.
What was that?
And then
what was that Kubrick one?
Like,
Room 237?
No, I'm going to put this other meaning behind it. It wasn't what it was. Literally, it was the subtext.
No, I love that. And it's not, I do see it happening more. But what was that? What was that documentary? I think it was Room 237. That was about Stanley Kubrick's making of The Shining.
Yeah, right.
And how? But the beauty of that is like, yeah, everybody has a conspiracy, but there was three different solid conspiracies associated with that movie that documentary talked about. And when I say solid, I mean like they had enough evidence to back up their point, but the other two. You know, conspiracy ideas use the same evidence to back up their point for a completely different theory. So it is very baffling.
But that's the thing. Like, I understand certain movies, you can put that subtext behind it, like a Kubrick or a Spielberg or somebody that has kind of more of a vision behind just like, let's just represent what's on the page. Because there's certain directors out there that are just gonna literally just go, oh, you want me to shoot two people talking in a diner? I'm gonna shoot two people talking in a diner, and it's not gonna be pizzazzy
or
anything.
Take a story,
but then
you completely change it. He took that story, The Shining, in that script, and completely changed it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like he suddenly goes like, okay, there was no blood coming out of the elevator in the book. well, I'm fucking putting blood in the elevator. And I'm going to fucking go, oh, no. He's not using a croquet mallet. He's using a fucking axe because a croquet mallet in the movie is stupid.
Now, if it was just simple things like that, I think that is fine. Like, if you're taking the story and, like, yeah, you embellish, okay, make it an axe instead of a baseball bat or a crochet mallet because it's scarier, especially for screen or
right.
or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That stuff's fine.
It evokes a different theme, like, or a different just emotion.
Now, but I've never
heightens the dilemma.
This is me purely coming from that nerd that's I've only seen the two different movies. I've seen the made for TV movie that was supposed to be more like the book.
Hell yeah, with Stephen Weber.
Yeah, I've never read the book, but supposedly
that shit was cool.
Supposedly that's supposed to be more like Stephen King's book, and the Kubrick one is just Kubrick's crazy.
I like them both.
But that's just it. They're different stories though.
I love them both for the different reasons.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I like the movie one. I thought that was really well done. But but do you not agree that they're really different takes on the same story?
I just love the story altogether. Like I read the book.
The going crazy by yourself in a big like hotel kind of thing.
In a fucking mansion. And
wouldn't that be kind of cool? Would you try that? Would you?
And okay. I went and saw the mansion.
It's in Colorado, right?
Yeah, it's in Colorado. I don't know. It's not called the Overlook. It's called something else. But I went.
It is a working hotel, isn't it?
Hell yeah, it is. And it has a hedge maze and everything.
It's smaller than. Oh, it does? I didn't know it had a hedge maze. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it has everything like the like real hotel would have.
Nice.
But I don't know. Like, you'll never know because, like, obviously Kubrick's dead and he'll never tell you anyway because he's just Kubrick.
Right.
But. Here's what I'm saying, and here's what I say about a lot of art. Same with like a lot of Andy Warhol and a lot of people that are like in the pop culture eye, where they think to themselves, I'm doing this and I'm going to put all this meaning behind it, or I'm going to have my observers that see my art put meaning behind it and postulate all these things that might be the subtext of why I made this art when the overall reason is I just wanted to make it weird. I just wanted to fuck it up. I just wanted to make it. I wanted to make people to go, wow, let's think about this in all these different ways.
Exactly. Yeah. You just wanted to think about it. You just want to have your own twist on it.
Yeah. You just wanted to stir up a discussion. You just wanted to make people go, let's talk about this shit.
Yeah.
And maybe. And it's
but that
like,
goes back to what we were saying about
and
like.
It's all these like mistakes turned into real, like, oh, these guys are artists. And it's like, really? It might have just been a mistake. Like in The Shining, where they talk about like the structure being all fucked up, where like suddenly he walks down a hallway and goes into a bedroom and there's a window open to daylight. When architecturally, that room should not have any entrance to daylight or any outside area like,
yeah, there
with
should,
a window.
According
like, that
to the
window
floor
should
plan,
go
there should
into
be
another
no light.
Room.
Yeah, there should be no room back there. That should be a wall. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But they're going to go like, nope, for this, it's just a window. And it's
or
like,
could it just be a skylight back there?
Right. And I think it was... You know, maybe a set designer or somebody going like, I don't know, I fucked up. I'm sorry, I fucked up.
Hey, we just needed more light in that room. It was dark in that
yeah,
room. I couldn't film
I
it properly.
I put a window because I didn't think people were going to like analyze the fuck out of this movie and go, wait a minute, there shouldn't be a window there.
No, I totally agree with you. Like, it goes back to like people putting like when I think we've talked about this before on the show. I remember being in school and having teachers discuss certain books. And saying, now what was the symbolism of them having dust on the curtains or them using pink curtains instead of blue curtains and blah, blah, blah. And then they would extrapolate these very intricate meanings like she was depressed. So she was symbolizing how her depression was slowly taking over her as well as her thoughts and the vision, blah, 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 making it sound really intricate. And you're like, okay, I could buy that shit. And then later on you read like a biography on the writer who says, oh, my favorite color is pink, so I thought pink curtains would be nice in that room. You're like, it had nothing to do with what you were talking about, teachers, but you extrapolated this
wouldn't
because it
be...
made you feel better. I'm going to talk about True Detective for a second. If you haven't heard about it, you might want to turn off your fast forward your recording for like a minute. So Vince Vaughn's character, he's kind of the bad guy. And at the end, he gets fucked over by all the guys he's been working with or trying to come up.
He ran a casino, right?
He ran a casino. It was shady. He had all these business partners, but he was trying to go legit. And he had this guy that was going to like kind of take over the shit part of it. But he got murdered like the day before. All that shit was supposed
to. Vince Vaughn did?
No. The guy that was supposed to take over, like supposed to make things all right, died. Like that was like the beginning of the show. He's the dead guy in the very beginning of the show.
Right.
That guy was supposed to help Vince Vaughn out. He was going to be like, he took care of all the shady people.
Right.
Like Vince Vaughn was going to go legit. He was going to be a legit casino and not have his hands in this shit anymore. And that guy was going to be the guy handling it. But because he died, it fucked everything up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, he gets fucked over. He ends up getting shot in the gut and left out in the desert by himself. Right. But he's one of these guys who's like, all right, this fucking sucks, but I'm fucking going. I'm not going to die. Right. And he starts walking and starts walking and goes forever. Okay, if you come back after the minute, I'm still talking about True Blood. You might want to fast forward another minute.
True Blood?
I'm talking about True Detective, sorry. True Detective Season 2, fast forward another minute. So Vince Vaughn's walking dead and he's bleeding. And all of a sudden, he's like seeing like these guys, like his father like telling him he's worthless. He's like, fuck you, Dad. I'm not worthless. I'm fine. And then his dad disappears and keeps walking.
Who plays his dad?
It was the guy. Okay, you're gonna have to take this edit out. It's like, do you in True Blood actually? Do you remember the young kid that was a shapeshifter, like Sam's younger brother?
Yeah,
that guy's dad.
Yeah,
played Vince Vaughn's dad.
What?
Yeah, just like this hillbilly kind of washed up nasty dude, just treating him like shit. It was almost the same character.
So what is it was almost what the same is character. Colin Farrell doing?
Colin Farrell gets killed too. Everybody in the show gets killed except for the girl.
Well, that's the thing about these new seasons like this, like True Detective.
But let me finish this real quick. Let me finish this real quick with Vince Vaughn. So he's walking down. He sees he says the dead, and then all of a sudden he goes and he's like he's seeing all these like these bullies from his past while he's going like fuck you, I'm fine. And like leaves
this
him, and
is
then
like
they
a
disappear.
Dream type of
no,
thing?
He's walking in the desert. You see him walking in the desert, and then all of a sudden he sees his girlfriend slash wife that he told he was going to meet at this certain place, and he sees her. And he's all like, "Baby, I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm so sorry, I'm late." And he's like, "She's like, it's okay, you're here now," and blah blah blah. And she's all like, and he's like talking. And all of a sudden he's like, "I know you're here, but you're not really here. Like he's like, you died back there, like 30 feet, like 100 feet back there." His he had already died, but his mind, like his spirit, was just still like, "Nah, man, I'm fucking trekking. I'm not dying. I'm not gonna die."
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and I like to. I don't know if that's a good thing, but I like to think it's like that, where it's like, yeah, our bodies are vessels. Who we are keeps going,
but into what? That's the mystery.
That's
and that's
the cool
why
thing.
Everything. Wants-
that's in Hook that says the only true adventure in life. Is death because nobody knows what the fuck happens.
Right.
Nobody can know. You can't.
But everybody
find
wants
out.
To speculate and then build a belief system around it.
Here's my. Recently, I've been thinking because I've been going through hard times and this is stupid, but I'm like thinking like, once we go over to the other side, I think it's like you forget instantly everything in your life that the life held, and you're just like in this ether of like just unknown, like maybe like pure happiness or pure just something where it's like. You're no longer thinking like we think. It's no longer like, "Hey, I want to go. I'm hungry." It's never those thoughts don't cross your mind. You're just an element again. Like you just go back instead of being this conglomerate of elements together. We just go back to just all of our elements that make us who we are now separated. They're not dead. Yeah. They're just separated. And so I don't think there is any like us continuing. Like, hey, this is me, Michael Smith, still. In the afterlife, I don't think it's a whole like spirit thing like that. I think we just kind of dissipate, kind of like dust in the wind, but maybe get collected into another thing.
What if it is straight up just reincarnation, where it is like just our essence goes into just another baby that's just born somewhere on this world, or maybe in a different
here's
world,
the only
you
thing,
know, in a different
now,
universe.
Do you think it would only go into like another human baby?
Maybe.
Because if that's the case, I don't think.
But I'm talking about it doesn't have to be on necessarily Earth. It could be on like an Earth 2 in some, you know, Sacrum Sanctorum.
Now that's a fucking thought I hadn't thought about. But I was just saying, like, on Earth, it wouldn't work because the first people, there was like 300 people on Earth, and if there was reincarnation, there'd only be 300 more people on Earth.
Right.
So, like, the fact that there's constantly growing, where are they coming from? Unless
I'm talking
brand
about
new.
Like, yeah, if there's like billions of other like inhabitable
but
worlds,
if there's other worlds. I never
like
thought about that.
The Earth. And there's no matter that like gets destroyed or recreated. It just dissipates into different things. We could just be now suddenly like, you know how like they say your DNA comes from half of your mom and half of your dad?
Right, yeah, you're a mix.
Well, what if it's like also from a molecular standpoint, from some other realm of the universe as well, not just like your mom and
dad.
It's
26 chromosomes, right? So you're supposed to get like 13 her, 13 him. Is it something like
right,
that?
Right, something
maybe,
like
maybe
that.
Maybe it's not
yeah,
like
right.
always mixed that way, but you get 26 together, so it's like supposed to be an even number.
Mm-hmm. But there's mutations. So those
what if there's only technically 25 from each side, and that, or like there's 12 on each side, there's 24, those two are like these mutation ones.
What if the mutations are the molecule or two that dissipates from a death person, a dying person? The dying person, the remnants of that dying person goes into that molecular structure and just changes it for a brief moment and goes, hey, you know what? We're going to have gills now instead of no gills. Because this person loved the ocean, and suddenly he dies, and now
gives you gills. Wait, you lost me on that one.
His essence, his like molecular like structure, whatever.
His molecular structure,
the
like
soul.
Where did he get gills from? He's still.
I'm talking about okay. This person loves the ocean and has been a person that has been around the water all his life. And
okay.
Then he dies.
Okay. I'm with you there.
And then...
So subject A, we'll call him Bob.
Bob
is a surfer. He likes to swim. He's an ocean
dude.
He's
been in the ocean
fucking
300 days out of the year.
Out of the year. He just, he's
every
a fish,
year
man.
Of
he's,
his
he's
life.
He's half fish, basically.
Yep.
All right. And he loved, but he just passes away. He
passed away, and now his essence or his soul or whatever is left...
He
after
has a grandbaby, and he's like, I'm sending my... Or he doesn't, it doesn't matter that. That doesn't
no,
matter,
just
huh?
him after he dies.
Okay,
it's
after he dies.
Whatever
now
that thing is that...
That essence, like that dust
you.
I was talking about, like where it's just like essence.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that... Now that goes into...
That goes into
a newborn?
Another universe.
Oh, a different universe even.
That is like some other, you know, realm
I'm
of,
not. A, I'm not opposed
on the
to...
other Milky Way, you know...
Okay,
just
I've watched a lot of these crazy movies like Down the Rabbit Hole... Or what the bleep do we know?
Right.
And they do talk about at quantum levels, the really level, like smallest atoms, or it's probably even below that. Like they go in and out, they'll disappear, and then they'll come back, and they don't know where the fuck they go.
That's right? What I'm saying.
So like,
where do they?
That's what I'm saying. I, based on that, your hypothesis does not sound unfathomable. It sounds maybe that's possible. Maybe there is some other, but maybe it's not this other world where it's like it's 26 light years away. Maybe it's different dimensions on Earth.
Right.
So you remember? Did you ever see Tomorrowland?
Right.
The movie
yeah.
Where it's like you have to be at the certain level or be like accepted or be able to see this wavelength to
that's
see this different world.
I want a real scientist like on this show to just like bounce ideas off them and go like, "Well, this is this." Are we talking bullshit or is
yeah.
this like
you got the layman here, you got the
yeah.
college educated guy here,
yeah.
and then we need like an actual expert.
And I'm barely college educated. Like
yeah,
you know,
but you're smart, dude. I mean
don't
discredit yourself, dude.
I'm not saying I'm not smart, but I'm just saying like I'm not as smart as you know, astrophysicists
right.
that have
that's
doctorates
what I'm saying. Yeah.
and shit.
But it would be good to have multiple levels too, because then you can be like people can relate to you because they've had college too, and the people can
yeah.
relate to me that have only done high school, and the people can maybe relate
thing.
To the guy
I
that's
think,
an astrophysicist.
On a quantum level or on these types of levels, when it comes to science, it's like, yeah, we can put an equation behind it. We can postulate different ideas and maybe theorize and measure them, but they're just theories. They're just ideas. They're things that aren't reality. You know, we could say what if, but we're not saying this is what's going on because we haven't found out what's going on yet.
But that's the beauty of the what ifs is like they could, especially when you talk about other dimensions.
I think that's what religion and everything, because there's always going to be somebody that's going to say we have answers. But science doesn't say we have answers until we, like...
No, they say we have questions, and we're trying to find the answers.
We
have the same questions, but we want to find scientific response. Like,
yeah, we're looking for somebody
repeated answers. So, like, if you want to say the sky is blue, cool. Let's prove it from... Does everybody that we know say this?
Yeah.
Then that's pretty accurate.
I came up with a way of measuring...
No, that's probably not accurate. But does every scientist we know say this? Because everybody you say, like, hey, does... is
No, it's because you can say, hey, I have a way of figuring out why the sky is blue, and here's how.
Yeah.
And then somebody else on the other side of the world goes, let me try that. And then they do the same exact thing.
Let me see if what you say is actually true.
And then they do it, and then they go,
oh, shit, it's true!
And that's how you get a scientific
principle. That motherfucker made the sky blue! Burn him! He's a witch!
Right. But usually that's the thing. It's like when you tell somebody, hey, on the other side of the world, you should do that, you're really telling 1,000 people around the world to do this. And then 1,000 people show up and go, oh, yeah, he's true. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. What he said. Yep.
But I understand why people want answers to questions that really don't have answers yet, because science can't prove answers to things like what makes the meaning of life. You know,
I think, and those are questions you can't answer because everybody. I think that's individual too. Like,
doesn't have an answer.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when you die, I think you get this ultimate. Like, here's my. This is my wish, and I know this is pure baloney.
I think that's what every belief is. It's just
this is pure baloney, and I know this is not what happens.
Unless it happens,
unless it is, because it'd be fucking awesome.
Let's hope it happens.
Okay, I think everybody might get what they dream to be. You know, like so. That's like so. I want to be Superman.
No matter what you believe, you're right.
Right. I want to be Superman. Right. I fucking love Superman. I followed his lore.
All the Christians want to believe in what they think is.
So I like to think that when I die, I'm going to wake up as baby Clark Kent in the field in Kansas. In Smallville, Kansas, being found by...
So now you get to be what you...
I don't know if that's this is what I'm saying. This is total bullshit and probably not true. But I'm like, wouldn't that be cool if, like, the thing that you really want to be, like, the person you want to be, like, if you want to be...
The next life.
If you want to be a rock star, like, you know, you want to be the next Michael Jackson.
Right.
Just... famous across the world, minus touching kids. You want to be that guy. Maybe up in your next world, you're going to wake up and you're going to have this talent and you're going to be surrounded by these people that are going to make this talent pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, or you're just going to have this natural, like, I fucking love to sing. Beat it! Oh, right. Shit, what is that? And, like, you're just going to be naturally talented. You're just going to be fucking. So, I'm just, maybe that's what happens in, like, the 20 seconds before you die. You live a life like that.
Hmm.
In your brain, like you just boop, I'm fucking Superman. I live a life. It feels like 20. It feels like, you know, an 80-year life, but it's that 20-second snap in your brain. Because when your brain's dying, weird shit goes on, man. Things are going. Wires are like, hey, I'm trying to snap, but I got no energy to do it. So it's like, all these weird images got to be coming to your brain. I really lost the topic of what the hell we were really.
That's
talking
all right.
About. Until next time, hit us up at almostanythingpodcast@yahoo.com.
Or follow us at ChipChatto on Twitter.
Or say anything. I don't know what that meant, but I just felt like it sounded like a chant or like an intro. Say anything with Mike and Daryl.
Yep.
Brought to you by ABC and Paul Mall's Pure Filter Cigarettes.
Yeah.
They go down smooth and they rip up nicely.
Smoke
Say them. Goodbye to your lungs because it's better when you're high. Adios, amigos. Tobacco sucks. Smoke weed. Bye.
I think we can end now.
And the verdict is in.
The verdict is in.
This podcast is done.
Peace out, guys.